This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling good about Matthew Boyd? I am.
You know, I liked his demeanor.
I'm feeling good.
I did like his demeanor, absolutely.
You got to get him to go four. Craig says, I don't see why Fry can't catch an inning or three if the pitcher doesn't allow base runners. He only has to throw the ball 60 feet back to the pitcher. He has played first base a few games since the arm issue. Somebody told me he can throw it sidearm. Like, he can't just come over the top with it. So if someone gets on base, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. I don't think he can risk it. Tone? Tone's moving on. 216-474-0090. You don't even want to throw any opinions out there, do you? All right, here we go.
If it's game seven
not
in
on
the
David
ninth
Fry.
Inning,
yeah,
maybe.
I got to get him to go four innings tonight. Whatever that takes, I got to get him to go four. And if it does come down to, I don't know why it would come down to it, but it's like, all right, if he has to, if Austin Hedges has to start, I don't know why it would have to come down to that, but if he were to have to start, then fine. I guess I'd be willing to do it. I'd rather pinch hit with Bo Naylor. I'd rather pinch hit with Naylor, to be honest with you. I'd rather have to have Bo Naylor come in later than have to have him come in later to hit, because at some point they're going to have to hit. We find ourselves in positions, but usually we're down and not over these first two games we've been down and not having to hold a lead. So him coming in, and hopefully if we get the play from ahead, it would make more sense because he would be a better defensive catcher, and then you would have Emmanuel Clase out there and you wouldn't have to give up any bing bongs or anything like that. Let me get to Dan in Mansfield. Dan, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Ken and Lima, real quick, couple things. I haven't had much time to watch the Mets and Dodgers series, just work and stuff, but I was watching it last night, and it just was like, man, even with the Yankees, it's like these lineups are just stacked. It's like, honestly, we really, and that's the national narrative. We don't deserve. We just shouldn't stack up with these teams. And I think if we can get an early lead, that we will win. And I think that goes to why Hedges should start the game, because what does it matter if he's coming in the eighth, ninth to catch, calling a better game, if we're losing 3-0 or 2-1 or whatever? It just doesn't matter. And I think if he has to start, he has to call a good game. We have to get out to a lead, and then you can pinch hit Naylor, and they're both pretty much an automatic out anyways. But that's my opinion. I think you got to start with Hedges, then call a good game with Boyd, get an early lead, and I guarantee if we jump out to a lead, the Yankees, they're going to crumble. They are not that good, I don't think, and they will crumble. We will win. And, yep, on to game four, and hopefully we win that one and get it done.
Well, they have reason to, I mean, because they're up 2-0 in the series. So if you want it, and Dan, thank you for the call. Like, if you can get some sort of a lead, they may just go, okay, we're going to play for game four and five and so on and so forth. So they might do that. I'm looking for a way back in. I can let them figure out, they can worry about whatever they want to worry about. If they just want to get to game four, fine. I got to take advantage of what I can do, because I got to get one back at a time. I think if you go down 3-0, I'm just terrified about tomorrow. If you lose tonight, I'm just horrifically terrified about tomorrow.
This is all hands on deck tonight for us. For them, I don't know if it is.
Like, you guys are going to have to call me out for being a sissy tomorrow, because it would be bad for
like,
me.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees are taking into consideration, you know, the games after tonight. You can't do that if you're the Guardians. I mean, you need to scratch and claw and do whatever it takes to figure out a win. And by the way, it's interesting to hear you talk when you're like, man, can Boyd just get... Did you say through the fourth or into the fourth?
Can I get through four innings? Can I get us into the fifth with somebody else as our reliever?
It's just amazing what a different brand of baseball this is. I know it was a really long time ago. I was just pulling up during the break, the 95 World Series, and every pitcher for both teams, with the exception of the final game, the game six that we ended up losing in a very close 1-0 game, every pitcher went at least six innings. And half the time it was seven or eight.
Because you had a healthy... I mean,
it's so different.
First off, it's indicative of what the game is now, because more and more guys are getting hurt. We talked about that earlier in the summer. But especially with this rotation, I mean, there were plenty of people who were more than willing to tell me earlier this summer that, well, you know why they're not going to make the postseason, Ken. Well, why? Because their rotation. They don't have a rotation. Shane Bieber's hurt. They don't have a rotation. Like that was offered up by callers, by people like, hey, don't get your hopes up too much. The rotation is so now we are dealing with this in the postseason where it's like, hey, man, I can't sit there and make excuses about the rotation. The first couple of games of this series, like it should in a lot of ways be a 1-1 series right now. And that would put a different thing. It would put a different spin on what the Yankees are doing. Would put a different spin on everything. It should be a 1-1 series. Like my frustration is that even with the changes that they've had to make with pitching, you've played so tight over New York. I really think the Guardians have beaten the Guardians. I do not think the Yankees have beaten you. Their mystique has beaten you, or the lights being too bright.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right or whatever, your own mistakes have beaten you.
Oh, I know.
Your own problems have gotten in the way. What's frustrating.
I've heard people in New York, they've said Yankees haven't played well at all.
They like haven't.
They're expecting them to
they
cruise
haven't.
Out because they think they're going to play well now. They don't think they've played well
at all. Well, if they do, then we are in big, big, big trouble because they played like garbage through the first couple of games and you've only beaten yourself. Like, you're going to have to play your best game and obviously hope that there's a little bit off on them because they might have a 2-0 advantage and they might be a bit soft. I don't want to sharpen them up, but yeah, that's part of the reason I'm going to be very nervous about tomorrow if they were to lose today. Justin and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Justin. Go ahead.
I got a couple things. I definitely agree with you, Ken. Boyd has to go 4 at minimum. If he can get through 5, even better. But it's got to be 4. We can't have another bullpen game, even if we somehow win. Then we're in trouble. I mean, right now the key to shutting down the Yankees is shutting down Juan Soto. He's just on a whole nother level right now. So Boyd has to find a way to minimize him. If we can get him through 2 at bats and keep him off the base paths, I think that would go a long way. And I know you guys touched on Rocchio earlier. It's very easy to say, oh, he's hitting, move him up. But he looks so comfortable right now.
Yes.
I would just hesitate to make any sort of adjustment.
I agree. Yes.
He rolls that lineup over, and he's showing more pop. If only he could catch a freaking pop-up, we'd be in a better situation right now. But you got to keep it as it is and just hope that this team does what it's continued to do all season long and just fight and claw, because winning one tonight I think goes a long way, but got to start with one.
I totally agree. Justin, thank you very much for the call. He's great at the bottom of that lineup. He's comfortable at the bottom of that lineup, and you've had some good fortune. You just can't bring these guys in where it's like, hey, Stephen Kwan, it feels like he's back to being Stephen Kwan. And if you get him on base, it's great because it adds everything else for everybody else. So if you do hit a home run, if Jose hits a home run, it's not some just solo job. Like, you can actually bring some people in here. Or if he hits a double, it becomes a two-run double or at least an RBI double instead of just him being on with a double. If I can get Rocchio on, yeah, then Stephen Kwan can move him over to third. Then you got first and third with nobody out, and now you're starting to go through your order again. So there's so much help with him being at the bottom of the order. If you do put him up towards the top of the order, higher in the order, I think that there might be a little bit too much pressure on Brian Rocchio to perform there, because he's such a young player. I know that he looks older than what he is, but he's such a young player, and with him being in that spot, this has been a tremendous postseason for him, with the exception of the terrible, terrible, terrible drop in game two. It's been an exceptional postseason for him. I'd leave him right there.
Yeah, the hard part in all of this, it's like you're going up against another righty, and so what are they going to do with David Fry tonight? And I know, it was a miserable at-bat when he was pinch hitting with the bases loaded. Didn't even make the pitcher work. Immediately, he pops one up, and that's it. That's the end of the threat. Can they think about, is it all still going to be righty-lefty in this situation? Because, like, you know, for instance, I'm watching Will Brennan just flail away, flail away, flail away. The guy's got, what, one hit so far in the postseason? That's out of one of your outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're getting nothing out of catcher. You're getting nothing out of the outfield. For somebody out of right field, you're getting nothing. Like, that is a really hard pill to swallow right now. Like, that's what makes this lineup really, really fail, by seeing those two guys just be instant outs.
It's part of what's frustrating, because you've overachieved this year. You've been an overachieving team. You were not expected to beat. Remember, I picked him at 82-80, and it was just because I didn't want to pick him under 500. And so many people picked him at the four spot in the AL Central, which people didn't think the AL Central was going to be as good as it was this year. So when you are an overachieving baseball team, yeah, you kind of have to do a lot of robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's not what we had in the 90s. It's not even what we had in 2016 and 17. You know, that was a lineup that was good to go, ready to go for the postseason. This is different. So there's still much more, and that's why there's so much more where Stephen Vogt, he's getting great experience here, but there's so much more pressure on him because he has to press more buttons than A.J. Hinch pressed the right buttons. A.J. Hinch is a better manager. I have no problem saying that. But he has so many more buttons he has to press to get everything to align right than what Aaron Boone does, because Aaron Boone has a healthy rotation. His bullpen has done way better than we thought that they were going to be. The lineup it's a top-heavy lineup. Once you get past the start of the first five batters, it just turns into a desert. Really, the first four, it's turned into a desert. But it's such a top-heavy lineup that you can go ahead and go, okay, get me back to the third inning and we'll see what we can do. Like, you don't have that luxury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.